ഹന്താശ്ചേത് മന്യതേ ഹന്തും ഹതശ്ചേത് മന്യതേ ഹതം ഉഭൗ തൗ ന വിജാനീതോ നായം ഹന്തിന ഹന്യതേ. ഇഫ് ദ സ്ലേയർ തിങ്സ് ദ വൺ ഹു ഈസ് കില്ലിംഗ്, ഇഫ് ഹി തിങ്സ് ദാറ്റ് ഐ സ്ലേ, ഓർ ഇഫ് ദ സ്ലേയിൻ ദ വൺ ഹു ഈസ് കിൽഡ് സേസ് ക്രൈസ് ഔട്ട് ഐ ആം ബീയിങ് സ്ലെയിൻഡ്, ഉഭൗ തൗ ന വിജാനീതോ ബോത്ത് ഓഫ് ദം ആർ നോട്ട് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡിങ് that one is never slain or slays. He neither kills nor is killed by anything. He is as it is. Bubbles rise in waters, and two bubbles dancing there, they come together. One bubble killed the other bubble. Ayya! And the killed bubble cries out, "Burn!" You standing apart from it, what a stupid bubble. Neither are you killing anything, nor is anything killed. Why? It is all water and water alone. Water disturbed made a bubble. Bubbles among themselves have come together and clash each other. By the existence of the bubble or destruction of the bubble, nothing has happened to the waters. Similarly, you and I, the projection of the mental disturbances in the Hindu consciousness has got now a shape, a quality, and turns in love. Then one bubble falls in love with another bubble. My girlfriend bubble. The girlfriend goes, as it is going, another big bubble, a wretched bubble came. Ayah, my girlfriend gone. I cry. Other bubbles sympathize with you. My girlfriend also died. My friend, don't worry, you know, we are always like that. In this world, there is no justice. Bubbles among themselves, stupid, limited knowledge. It is all nothing but the one sheet of water. Because of the disturbance, bubbles have risen. See, think in terms of that. Then you'll understand what exactly the teacher is talking about. That these are all the one, ubhau tau na vijani tau. Both of them know not what they are talking. Because that is Atman, the self, is neither killed nor kills. He is neither slain nor does he slay anything, slays anything. Then what is this vast universe ready, driving itself into the abysm of self-destruction, nuclear age? Nothing happens. Probably the Lord has decided that now too many bubbles are here and all. Therefore, the tourists are not coming, and therefore, they think that it's all dirty, and okay, bubbles go. There's nothing less, nothing more. Ubhau tau na vijanito nayam handina hanyade. Swamiji, could you, without giving this analogy, directly explain that? Oh, Rishi. Oh, Katho Kathaka Rishi, could you stop your bluffing and tell me exactly what is that? It is not easy to say what it is because you are expecting me to explain in terms of your intellect until your intellect understands. Or what of that which lies beyond the intellect? Your anxiety is natural. Because you have an only intellect. You want to understand. When a little baby of yours, 3 years old, sitting in the lap of you, and he's asking, "Papa, what is marriage?" Because the elder sister's marriage is coming, they are talking in the house, and he wants to know, what will happen to my elder sister? What is this tragedy that is coming to him? So she naturally, she instinctively, because innocent, instinctively feels that my sister is making a great mistake. But you want to know the depth of the tragedy. So he asked, Papa, what is marriage? Now what can the Papa do? Papa has got direct knowledge. Or else the baby will not be on the lap. He has got direct knowledge. But the baby at this age, 3 years old, how to explain? Therefore, Papa is compelled to talk to the child at the child's level. In all parts of the world, when the little baby asks, the parents will come down to the level of the child. Only in America, the father will give a beautiful discourse upon sexology. At the end of it, the child will take the thumb out of the mouth and say, Papa, that is not what I asked. What is marriage? Because he did not understand anything. You must tell him in her language, tell her that Papa, your sister will be married by that boy and she will be taken to his house. Papa, why? You don't know. That boy has purchased a room full of toys. It is all kept in the room. And in that beautiful room, when she, your sister, goes, they both go inside. Lock the room. And they play. The whole night they play. Papa. Yes, when is my marriage? It's so natural. Because he thinks that I have a room full of toys. Oh, how joyous it would be. In the same way, with the intellect, we like babies is asking to the grown-up master, hey, tell me what is that? What can it do? If he says that is beyond words, then we will get angry. If the father in a hurry says that, baby, shut up, you are a child, you will not understand. Now, all the more inquisitiveness. What is that? That which I don't understand, but my sister is being taken away. That is why I am worried about it. You get the hang of things. This is the spirit of all scriptures, mind you. It is not only Upanishads. Everywhere. The teacher, students are with the intellect asking the question of that which lies beyond the intellect. The teachers have got direct experience, but they are compelled to talk to the stupid student in his intellectual language of what? Of that which lies beyond the intellect. So all that he can tell you is explain, and at the end of it say that words can never explain. After 1 hour of words cannot explain. If words cannot explain, this is a common thing in all the scripture. Every few pages will be an insistence. Words cannot explain, this is beyond the words. And yet, volumes and libraries of books. Why? All our scriptures. What are the scriptures? On God. And what is God? Words cannot explain. Then what is in this book? Words. See? Because it is the methodology or the style of the scripture is to explain the inexplicable, to describe the indescribable. Here the teacher starts, and one of the famous verses, a famous mantras, which has to a large extent captured in the web of words, a mood in the mind of the student when he is in the highest mood of contemplation.